Passion, drive, perseverance. Those are just a few things it takes to be a business owner. Denim and Blazers with Sean Vanderpool is a chance to spend time with each business owner, figure out their journey and how they decided to turn their vision into a reality. Come hang out with us as we find out how they rock their denim and blazers. I'm Sean Vanderpool with GLA Realty, and I'm a commercial real estate agent who represents clients who want to buy, sell, or lease commercial properties and or land. I can also help clients that wish to sell their business. If your home office is becoming a nuisance, you want to use a lump sum of money for an investment, or if you're just ready to make your dream a reality, call me before you call that number on the sign. They represent their client and are not looking out for you. Call 281-713-0832 or go to www.thelvanterpool.com and let me help you find a place for your vision to profit. Hi, welcome to this week's episode of Denim and Blazers. I'm with Miss Otisha Bird. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. I'm so happy that we finally get to meet up.
I agree. It's been some scheduling conflicts previously, but I'm glad that you extended this opportunity. I'm so excited.
Yeah. Tell everybody what you do.
So my name is Otisha Bird, as you mentioned before. I own a small online boutique called The Third Wave. But by day, I actually work as like a supply chain specialist. So it's pretty fun because as soon as I get off of work, I always market myself as I work the 9-to-5 and the 5-to-9. So as soon as I work all things Third Wave up until I get too tired to function. And with my online store, I sell things as little as sunshades and mink lashes to swimsuits, full outfits, birthday club attire, you name it. So it's been fun, you know, finding my niche. I sometimes dabble into getting some shoes and different accessories, and it's just a learning and growing process. So right now we're just going to say just clothes and lashes.
That sounds fun. With Third Wave, what made you start it?
So I went to Texas A&M for undergrad, and I went there from 2013 to 2017. And when I got to like my sophomore year, I had this passion to like start a business. And I always wanted to be a business owner, but I didn't know exactly what exactly to sell. But something I noticed is like when I would go to different events and whatnot, people would say, oh, I like your outfit. Oh, I like this and I like that. Where you get it? And I always have like ordered stuff wholesale. Mm-hmm. So I learned how to like, you know, market my items that I would purchase wholesale to different students on campus, like with the swimsuits. Like we had a lot of pool parties in the springtime, or we had a lot of like campus events where people wanted to look nice for less. And so I learned how to, you know, wholesale, reach out to different distributors and, you know, ask for price and discounts, and started like getting clothes in my little dorm room in college and like selling them to the students there. And we would have like different fashion shows on campus where they would ask like small local businesses. And it was fun because I was like the only student with like vendor boots and whatnot. And other students wanted to support me because they knew the struggle of being a student and working. As well as like, you know, finding your niche and, you know, tapping into your creative side. So that's how it came about. And after graduation, I like stuck with it. And I'm still like trying to manage like being a full-time professional worker as well as doing my passion on the side as it grows.
Yeah. You know, they always tell you, even Damon John, you know, he started out with FUBU, and he's always advising people, don't quit your 9-to-5. And the exact method you said, you know, work your 9-to-5 so you can do your 5-to-9. So that's exactly. Cool. That's amazing you had that kind of drive during college, you know, to even be that focused and strategic. So it's got to be your calling.
That's cool. I think so. I hope so. We're pushing for it.
Yeah. It is your passion. Fashion? Is fashion your passion, or yes. What do you like?
So I would say what I'm doing is my passion, but ultimately I would want to learn how to make my own clothes so I can go beyond like wholesaling and different retailing. I want to learn how to, somebody comes to me like, hey, I have this event next month, or hey, even as big as, hey, I'm getting married in 6 months, can you like design me a gown? So the ultimate goal is to just do all things fashion, whether it's being a stylist, whether it's curating my own merchandise or crafting it from scratch. Like, I just want to be able to be that resource, like a one-stop shop essentially.
That's cool. That's not that easy to find anymore either. That's cool. Have you figured out your dance between business and your personal life? Do you ever get to go have fun? All this work you're doing?
So to figure out, and I like always told myself I have to have fun. Like, I know some people might think like work now, play later, but I believe in like working now and playing now as well. And that ultimately, that's what pushes me, because I consider like my, you know, social life, I'm big on family. I love family and I have a large family and I love my friends as well. And I'm a people person, so I love to get out. So how I push that balance is knowing that I can't have fun or turn up, as they say, until I've done what I had to do. So it's like my weekly reward, like whether it's as small as going to the movies on the weekends or even going to like a party or a happy hour with friends. Like, I got to get my work done first and then I party later. And that's like my weekly reward to myself. So I balance myself by prioritizing like what needs to be done. And I do that as quick as I can so I can do what I want to do later. So, now, not all times it works out that way, and sometimes I get bogged down and I love to be a homebody and stay in, but I'm balancing and I'm making it work. So it's a trial and error process, I should say.
It's continuous. Self-employed, working on a dream, is continuous. What's your main mission with your company?
So my main mission is to supply like items for all shapes and sizes and for all genders. So right now it's like, it's hard for me to like say like, oh, anybody can come in and I have something for everybody. It's pretty hard to like try to gauge a wide variety of an audience. But my ultimate mission is to be able to offer things to a wide variety of people as well as put people on. So I want to be able to hire other people to work for me. I want to be able to have a tuition assistance program for students who are in school, who want to have a side hustle, who want to learn how to run a business. I want to be able to branch into a resource where I can help other people as well as grow and cater to different people. So I know that's a lot in one, but it's like I have different type of visions and missions that I'm trying to accomplish all in one. So I guess the most way to sum it all up is to just evolve with my connections and evolve with what I offer.
Yeah. It is a lot, but you can do it. And it's, you also trying to give back to your community. But that's awesome. That's awesome.
Thank you.
What are two frequently asked questions you get regarding Third Way?
So I probably tapped in this with the previous question, but the number one question I get is, when are you going to start selling men's clothes? When are you going to start selling men's clothes? And that's one question that I just always like, men's clothes are like, when are you gonna like expand your plus size selection and whatnot? Because I recently like started plus size last spring. And so I guess that was the first question that like I get the most. And the second question is, do you have like a class that you can teach other people, or do you offer consultations, one-on-one consultations? So to address the first one, I always tell people like, I'm only one person and I have a strict budget. I don't have any loans or any handouts. So right now what I do is I like dedicate a portion of my personal funds to, you know, put my dreams forward. And, as I grow, I get to add more things. So when I grew recently last spring, I was able to add plus size. And a goal is by summertime this year, I am really hoping and praying that I can release the men's line. So that's how I've been gauging that. And the second one, as far as consultations goes, I feel like since this is still a learning process for me, I just volunteer to help other people. I'm like, I don't mind giving you the game. I don't mind giving you free opportunities to learn from what I learned. Because I feel like the best way to reward yourself is to help other people. And I don't mind sharing knowledge from things that I wish I could have known back then versus now. So I always just, you know, tell people, like, here's my schedule. Here's when I'm free this week. If you can make it work, I don't mind, like, having a phone call with you or sitting down with you at Starbucks and you bring your plan or you bring me your business plan and I can look over it or I can tell you, like, this didn't work for me, but maybe it worked for you. So those are my top two questions.
That's cool. That's cool. You want to provide the audience with how to find you?
So I am on Twitter and Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Twitter is Third Wave, which is TH3 instead of the I. So TH3RD Wave _ on Twitter. And the exact same thing on Instagram. So Twitter and Instagram, Third Wave. And again, it's TH3 instead of the I, R Wave _. Those are my two social media handles, and I will be on Facebook starting in March. I took some time off of Facebook because it was hard to, like, manage, like, multiple social media platforms, and since it's only one person, I really hate for people to, like, write me on Facebook and I don't see it and I don't get to address them, so I try to, like, start with the platforms that I'm most active on. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Twitter and Instagram for now.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, I'm loving it. I'm loving what you're doing, and I know it's going to grow and get big. I like your glasses you have on, too.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm blind. Most people ask me if these are, like, fashionable, and I'm like, no, I'm really blind. Like, these are prescribed.
Well, they look good. Well, I appreciate you coming on the show with me. I'm glad our schedules worked out. You're busy working in fashion and doing all that you're doing. And that's great. That's awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I was going to wear, like, a black beret, like the one you have on, but I was like, I was scared that the light was going to, like, dim my face and you wouldn't even be able to, like, see me clearly. So, but I like it. That's super cute with the hoops. I appreciate you for having me on today. I am so excited. I can't wait to see this and share it to all of my audience and my fans and customers and whatnot. So thank you.
I appreciate you. I'm gonna have to order something.
Yes. So I always tell people, like, first time customers, I always offer 15% off, and then on your second time is 20% off, because I know you will be back. So with that, welcome to new clients. So check me out.
Cool. Well, thanks, and we'll be talking later, okay?
Awesome. You have a great rest of your night.
Okay, you too.
Bye.
Bye.